Health or commercial interests. Could we consider these terms to show the confrontation between the Uruguayan state and one of the world's leading producers of tobacco? Uruguay has taken serious actions against the tobacco industry due to the death of more than 5,000 Uruguayans each year caused by diseases associated with the use of tobacco. The measures have done much harm to the tobacco producers. The small South American country, with the population of 3 million people, has brought a lawsuit against one of the largest tobacco producing companies in the world, Philip Morris. Uruguay is defending its right to ban tobacco-related commercial practices in order to improve the health of its own citizens. In the meantime, Philip Morris is fighting for its right to do business, which they believe has been violated. Meanwhile, the world is paying attention to the dispute. Whatever the outcome, the decision will be a milestone concerning countries' right to fight against smoking. Today, in Latin America, the last natural frontier, the case of the state of Uruguay versus Philip Morris, what would be the consequences internationally, regardless of the verdict? What kind of statements has the state made in its fight against smoking? What are Philip Morris's demands, and what does it want in exchange?
The greatest impact is the ad that threatens importance and the one that people recognize most has an enormous impact. I've seen people go to a kiosk and ask, give me one that is bad for pregnant women, but don't give me the one that causes importance.
But this was only the beginning, because over time, the Vasquez government took the size of the images to cover 80% of the cigarette packets. Other measures implemented by Uruguay were to prohibit the tobacco subtitle, light or soft. Even they banned that a brand of cigarettes could present in the same way as gold or blue.
Since the first law passed by the Vasquez government, known for its fervent anti-smoking fight, the use of the word light or ultra-light is forbidden because it leads smokers to buy thinking that it does less damage than ordinary cigarettes, when, apparently, it is scientifically proven that they do the same damage as ordinary cigarettes. So tobacco companies began color-coding instead of words. For example, people thought Marlboro Gold at that time would cause less damage than Marlboro Red. This is the reason why the law imposed a single presentation of the brand.
Uruguay is obeying the recommendations and would be the first country in the world to fulfill them completely.
How did the Uruguayan society respond to the series of measures taken by the government? Was it a successful campaign? Over time, what happened to those goals that the government had already set? Did the government achieve any of them?
We have conducted nationwide opinion polls, and they have shown that over 90% of the population support the policy, including many of the smokers. We're down to 30% tobacco prevalence in the population, and that, in a few years, is a great figure to represent successful health policies of a country. Since then, many countries have seen it as a model to follow. It's been seen by industries as a model to attack through. So Philip Mollis attacks us not because of the damage that Uruguay's small market can cause to the huge company of Philip Morris,
but because of the measures which any country could apply under the Framework Convention to achieve drastic reductions of tobacco use.
First, the light cigarette is just as harmful as the common cigarette and causes as much lung cancer and cardiovascular disease as the common cigarette does.
We are working in the factory and know that, in fact, the light is not less harmful. It is simply a cigarette which has another filter resistance to the passage of air and nothing else.
In a statement, the company claimed that consumers unable to access these products turn to competing brands by counterfeiting goods and contraband. According to Philip Morris, one out of four tobacco products made and consumed in Uruguay are counterfeited and contraband, which is one of the highest rates in the world. Philip Morris believes that the size of the images occupying 50% of the packets is more than enough to clearly communicate the known effects of smoking on health, and in relation to the size of 80% with the warnings on the packets now, said in a statement that a demand like that doesn't exist in any other country in the world, and that the size of warnings makes it virtually impossible for companies to use their brands to promote their products or even distinguish it from other brands.
Well, Philip Morris and the industry in general, not just Philip Morris, complains of several things, complains about the size and type of images. We have enough research results telling us that the larger image has more impact, and that's what we want.
They just follow the recommendations of World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco, accepted by 179 countries worldwide. The size of the symbols on the packet, at least 80%, 70 or 80 countries around the world use it as well. Several countries are at 100% size. Uruguay has not taken any action that is not part of the great international agreement, didn't invent anything, just pioneered by carrying it forward.
Another thing that Philip Morris demands that made the conflict more severe was that, in its opinion, they didn't have the opportunity to voice complaints to Vasquez's government.
We never really talked with tobacco companies. We always talked to partnerships, oncologists, patients first. We talked to all the NGOs working for the health of people, but never with tobacco-making companies. Because in reality, the health is not negotiable, and this was a negotiable health promotion measure. We never negotiate with the tobacco making companies.
Esta era una medida de promoción de salud no negociable. Nunca negociamos con las tabacaleras.
On February 19, 2010, Philip Morris International filed a request for arbitration against Uruguay before the ICSID, the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes, a World Bank member agency.
The ICSID establishes a system of arbitration for the settlement of disputes.
Establece un sistema de arbitraje para la solución de conflictos. En cierto modo, hay allí un pronunciamiento.
In a way that you summon an organization to a court of international stature. Here is ICSID's success.
Y el éxito que ha tenido es justamente ese, puesto que al ser, digamos, independiente.
Investors feel safer in the event of differences or disputes between foreign investors and the host country, since they can be addressed by an independent agency of the state in which the investments are made.
Que los acoge, las mismas puedan ser dirimidas por un organismo independiente del estado en donde están radicadas las inversiones.
The name of the case is FDR Holding SS and others who comprise Philip Morris International versus Oriental Republic of Uruguay. The company claims that certain existing rules in Uruguay substantially affect the value of the investments of their companies in Uruguay, depriving them of the ability to use their trademarks. This arbitration was requested since there is an investment protection treaty between Uruguay and Switzerland, in which Uruguay accepts that such claims made by Swiss investors may submit to arbitration before the ICSID. How a conflict between an American company and the Uruguayan state has something to do with an investment treaty between Switzerland and Uruguay? The U.S. Philip Morris has its administrative headquarters in Swiss. Philip Morris requested the suspension of the three rules and a significant monetary compensation as a result of losses incurred by its application. That figure is close to $2 billion. Within this framework, in October 2011, the tobacco company announced that it would stop production in Uruguay and close its plant in the Uruguayan capital, Montevideo.
Attention, my friends. The tobacco company Philip Morris said on Friday that it will withdraw from Uruguay and its subsidiary will move to Argentina. Through a statement, the company said textually, among other things, the wide availability and presence of illegal products on the market, combined with demand of reduction, regulations and fiscal measures, which limits the ability to market our products profitably, have caused the operation of the plant to be no longer viable. The company, which maintains a court case, as you know, against the Uruguayan state, also noted that part of the statutory number of manufacturers have moved to illegal operators.
The former employee of the tobacco company, Alexis Flores, revealed that, in fact, for many years they had been talking about the possibility of closing the factory in Montevideo long before the anti-smoking campaign.
Closing the factory? Actually, they have always been speaking about its closure. Since Philip Morris came here to Uruguay, they wanted to impose their brand here and then close the factory.
Perhaps the measures taken after signing the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco eventually accelerated the closing. In this scenario, in September 2011, the Uruguayan state presented before the ICSID what is called an incident form. It is a resource that challenges the request for arbitration, as Philip Morris claims that Uruguay did not meet the requirements of the 1991 treaty. The court could not ignore the request for arbitration imposed by the tobacco company.
In my humble opinion, the author has incurred the risk of making a mistake on purely formal and procedural safeguards, which could have been avoided with a little more patience. Since, at the moment, it is being discussed that the agreement states three necessary steps that are required in order to access the International ICSID Tribunal.
Internacional del CIADI en menester.
One, to conduct direct negotiations and try to resolve the matter during 6 months. Then, the second step, which is the most important one, is to have promoted judicial or to have managed the options in the disputed country, which in this case is Uruguay. And if the result is negative, or if courts have no decree ultimately, then, and only then, the foreign investor is entitled to resort to the compulsory arbitration. In this case, Philip Morris decided not to wait 18 months on the basis of what is known in the international political right clause favored action, whereby the advantages accorded to the third state in the future will automatically extend to Switzerland. In this case, is scheduled clause to the most favored nation in the treaty signed with Uruguay. Invoking this clause, Philip Morris decided not to wait 18 months. Uruguay holds in this previous discussion on whether the court has jurisdiction that the scope of most favored nation can't be interpreted so broadly, but the way it is written in the treaty only refers to the fair and equitable treatment that should get the foreign investor and not to all the terms of the treaty, including the procedural steps that must be followed in order to promote a claim in the international arena.
A los pasos procesales que hay que recorrer para poder promover una reclamación en el ámbito internacional.
Today, at the request of Uruguay, the court tries to decide whether Philip Morris followed established steps or made a mistake. If they missed any steps of the treaty, the court shall rule it has no jurisdiction in the case and will adjourn. If, however, the court rules that Philip Morris has taken all the steps, then the arbitration will begin to solve all this fight between the multinational tobacco company and the South American country. In that case, Uruguay hopes that the primary fact that its measures defend the health of its people, an argument that could be very strong under the provisions of the Investment Protection Treaty.
Of course, because the investment protection treaties that they are looking for is to protect an investment, but in no way, let's say, to restrict or limit the jurisdiction or sovereignty of the country on key issues such as protection of the public order and protection of the public health. One issue at stake is to know if the bilateral investment treaty that we have signed with Switzerland can have an impact on such fundamental rules like the protection of public health.
But what if the arbitration fails? To what extent any of the two parties would be obliged to respect that decision?
I say this as a public international law arbitrator. Many people even deny the existence of public international law, holding that, unlike what happens with the criminal law or international law, in public international law, there is no such thing as a supranational organization requiring the parties to comply with the rules. However, the peaceful coexistence of almost 200 independent states would be impossible if there were no public international law to govern their relations. And that could solve their differences peacefully. Uruguay's survival is based on respect refined by public international law. You can imagine, with the size the country holds, if we don't obey the law and don't make public international law the base of our conduct, our survival would be at risk. We wouldn't have access to multinational lending agencies or may lose a prestige that took centuries to build.
The South American country is not alone in this fight.
There is a movement that is visible today. Several international countries support the financial needs in Uruguay. For example, the international law firm that is represented as a model is being financed in addition to the Uruguayan government by a variety of agencies.
Though part of the international community is tipped in favor of Uruguay on the subject, everyone recognizes the fact that the company has a strong case, so the result is uncertain. In Uruguay, people are optimistic about this battle against the giant Philip Morris. And no matter how informed they are, the Uruguayan people express their opinion about what will be the final decision that's going to be heard at the ICSID.
Creo que va a resultar favorable a Uruguay, porque las estadísticas sí lo dicen.
Y yo la verdad lo veo más favorable para Philip Morris que para Uruguay, por el hecho de que se cambiaron demasiado las reglas de juego en muy poco tiempo.
I think there isn't a place for litigation.
Uruguay is not likely to be convicted in this case.
So things are raised to the Uruguayan state, which faces tobacco company Philip Morris International. It needs to exercise patience until the verdict by this court, which can show the course that will rule the world in the fight against smoking.